Police in Victoria are searching for two men and a woman after they fired a shot at a stolen car in southeast Melbourne. The vehicle was reportedly accelerating towards police when the officer opened fire. The incident follows a theft and assault at a liquor store in Dandenong involving the two male occupants of the car. No police officers were injured. The investigation is ongoing. A Sydney teenager jailed in Lebanon on charges of trying to join Islamic State has allegedly told interrogators he was urged to sign up with the group by the head of an Australian charity. Lebanese authorities are expected to deport Isaac Al-Matari within days, but Australian Federal Police will not comment on whether they'll charge him on his return. Facebook has confirmed that data sharing partnerships with at least four Chinese companies, including tech giant Huawei, have come under scrutiny from US and Australian intelligence agencies. Huawei was banned from involvement in government contracts in Australia, including the NBN, and that was on advice from ASIO. Facebook says it will end its agreements with the Chinese firms. Authorities in the south of Guatemala have resumed search and rescue operations in towns and villages devastated by the Fuego volcano, with time running out to find any survivors. 75 deaths have been confirmed so far, a toll that's expected to rise, with at least 192 people reported missing. Plumes of ash continue to rain down, with more than 3,000 people displaced by this eruption.